All right, guys, Super Bowl party. We got some unusual things. I got a six pack of hard seltzers.
I'm going to need them all.
And I got a bowl full of soup for everybody.
Let's drown our sorrows in soup.
Hell yeah. I was thinking it's the soup or bowl. So instead, I know we always do nachos. Wanted to do soup this time. Look, man.
You're very clever.
Game hasn't even started. Why are you being such a downer about this?
Well, you know how Tom Brady is quarterbacking in the Super Bowl today?
Yeah, and every year, that's just how it goes.
He broke up with me this morning.
What?
Tom Brady broke up with me on the morning of the Super Bowl.
Tom Brady, formerly of the New England Patriots and currently of probably a different team that nobody gives a shit about, broke up with you? I can't believe he broke up with you on the morning of the Super Bowl.
The morning of the Super Bowl! Do you see that? Do you see that hickey right there? That is a Tom Brady hickey!
That's unmistakable. That's only shaped like one man's mouth. And we've all watched enough Super Bowls with Tom Brady to know exactly what that mouth looks like.
And the beastly horde approach the castle gates as a ruinous multitude of malice. But the king was prepared. For the blue wizard had warned him. There will be danger, and there will be crossbows.
Welcome to There Will Be Crossbows. That's James. This is John. This is our podcast / live weekly show.
That's right. Everything he said is true, 100% confirmed.
Fantastic. Each week we have a theme. By the way, you could contribute a theme. Just go to our Facebook page and write in, hey, here's a suggestion for a theme, and then write the suggestion.
I'm pretty sure at least 80% of all people who have ever suggested a theme have been picked at least once. So it is very easy for your theme to become our theme.
Yes, except for Randy. It'll be a cold day in hell before I pick one of Randy's suggestions.
Yeah, isn't Randy on our banned for life list anyway? That's super what you banned. Get for suggesting the word pickle, Randy. Never again.
Nope, that'll get you right on the list.
You know, it's funny. It's an inside joke with people who do improv that, you know, you always have food suggestions. That's all anybody wants to give you. And this week, that actually is what happened because our theme this week is soup. Just good old soup. That's our theme. That's our word.
I love soup, though. I can't be mad at soup.
Nah, soup's pretty good. One of the more versatile foods, for sure.
I would eat a good soup every day.
I don't know. We're getting into summer, and soup on a hot day is pretty unappealing to me.
As you know, I come from British heritage, so we drink hot tea year-round, regardless of the temperature. It's 100 degrees outside, give me a cup of tea. And soup is the same way. It's apparently hot liquids have no effect on my British flabby white pasty body.
Well, that's good. That's one natural advantage that you have from your inferior heritage.
That's right. That's the one thing.
See, as you know, I come from Germans, and all that gave me is an alcohol problem because I could drink warm beer all day long every day, and I do.
You know, when the water supply is questionable, warm beer is where it's at.
John, are you much of a cook? Do you like to make soups?
I love soups. In fact, at one point, true story, I was about this far away from opening a soup truck, like a mobile kitchen.
Really?
Sure enough.
I wish you had.
Yeah, that would have, my life would be very different now.
I think that we should begin the show today by with that scene of what would have happened right now if you were running your soup truck instead of doing this improv show.
I love it.
Shall we?
Let's do it.
Hi, sorry, your window's a little closed. Can I order some soup?
It's 9:30 in the morning. I'm still sleeping.
Your hours say that you open at 7:30. Do you sleep on the soup truck?
Yes, I had to sell my house to afford this truck.
Okay, well, why are your posted hours so early then? It seems like you'd want to be able to wake up and have a shower before you have to start serving hot soup to people.
Oh, yeah, I used to open at 7:30 and then I realized that nobody likes breakfast soup except for cereal, but they don't really call that soup, although it is technically a soup.
I hadn't thought of that. That's pretty creative, but you
You
do
want some
have several
cereal?
breakfast soups on your menu. I was actually wanted to get the scrambled egg and sausage soup.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I have some in here. It is wildly unpopular, but I am more than happy to recoup some of my losses.
Don't worry at all. I come from British heritage, so we love soups and we love very bland food that sounds disgusting when you just read the ingredients.
Good. You're gonna love the texture of this soup then, because it's like meat and eggs that have barely any cohesion, floating in a really tepid broth.
That's you sold me on the description. That all of that is up my alley.
Here, just scrape the grease right off the top and you're good to go.
Oh, do you mind just it's completely cold. The oil is kind of congealed. Do you mind just throwing it into the microwave or something?
The microwave is broken. But I have other ways of heating it up. It's just going to take a little bit longer. So,
Look, man, I just
okay.
like what were you thinking it was going to be like when you decided to throw away your life and open a soup truck? Did you feel like it would be like this, where you'd be serving cold, nasty breakfast soups at the butt crack of dawn to people with no taste buds? You think that would be fulfilling?
Okay, that's
Listen.
probably warm enough. Okay, there you go. My least favorite thing about running an orphanage on a shoestring budget is the children are always complaining about being hungry.
Oh no, I've heard it up to here with the silly little songs about how they want food, glorious food all the time.
The next child that asks me for seconds is going to be pushed down and made an example of.
You think gruel is cheap to make? Well, it is pretty cheap, but our earnings are pretty low, so it all balances out. No second helpings of gruel. We simply can't afford it.
You and I simply have gruel for dinner ourselves. Do you hear us complaining?
That's right. We make 15 quid a month. It's not very much, even in the 1800s.
I would like more salary.
Yeah, don't you own the orphanage? So isn't it up to you to figure out how to get us pay?
Why on earth have I chosen such a profession that keeps us in squalor and poverty?
I always said you should be a doctor, but then you bought the orphanage, and I said, there's no money in poor, lonely children.
I should be a doctor. I love cutting hair. Why not cut open people as well and examine their various humors?
Now we're on to something. I say we just leave all these kids to fend for themselves and we go make something of ourselves.
Oh, slow down. We can't have a doctor who has abandoned an entire orphanage full of children.
Poisoning the gruel.
Rubatina, think of the optics of a doctor who has murdered literally hundreds of orphans. It's not a good look.
Yeah, but honestly, in Victoria, England, that's actually not a bad rate.
That's true. Our survival rate at this orphanage is not so good anyway.
So either we adopt all the kids and raise them in a loving household, or you poison the gruel and kill them all off.
Poisoning sounds much easier. Sweetheart, can you believe I am being sued?
Being sued, is Lego suing you because of your fake Legos?
They work just like regular Legos at a quarter of the price and also a quarter of the quality.
You shouldn't have called them Flegos. It was too close.
The Lego Corporation at this very moment has our house surrounded.
Jesus Christ.
It's very disconcerting. It's surrounded by those Lego minifigs.
Oh my God, is that how they enforce their copyright laws? You think they would just go through litigation court like anybody else?
Every time I look out, they're slightly closer.
So I'm just going to use the secret escape door and drive off in the soup truck. I'll leave this loaded handgun with one bullet on the desk so you have something to remember me by.
Does the gruel taste funny to you this morning?
Oh, no. That is normal, I suppose. It does taste like it has a little bit more rat poison in it than usual, but I'm used to it.
The rat poison, that's it. That's the flavour I could not identify.
You know what? I think they're probably trying to poison us and kill us all off. Only problem is, they don't realise we've been eating rat poison all around the orphanage just for extra sustenance, so we're all built up immunity.
We're very hungry all the time. We've got no choice but to eat the poison.
Oh, Jimmy gnaws at the walls. He eats the wood off the walls. He's that hungry. We're all that hungry.
This plan of theirs is going to go south rather quickly.
Oh, no. Think of all the gruel costs they're going to incur once they try feeding us double portions and the poison ain't killing us. They'll be ruined. I say we eat up, boys.
The test is today and I did not study.
It's okay, man. It's mostly a practical test. We just got to correctly chop a carrot, I think.
Oh! My knife skills are subpar. I'm freaking out.
Well, yeah, but didn't you read the techniques of knife skills, chapters 14 through 18?
I did. I have that almost memorized, but I can't seem to make it work with my hands.
Well, what about the anatomy of the carrot?
Yeah. That was pretty easy. Body. Leaves.
Right, yeah. It was like a six-page book. It's surprising they got it that long. There's just a lot of blown up images of carrots.
Very attractive.
So you've studied enough then, man. What are you doubting yourself for? You've chopped lots of things.
I've never chopped a carrot under these kinds of pressure circumstances.
Well, not to add to the pressure, man, but I heard that whoever the bottom two scores in the class are get kicked out of the Culinary Institute today because they got to, you know, trim the fat, as it were.
I don't know what else I would do if I weren't studying to become a chef.
Well, there's probably, you know, out of the 14 of us, there's probably two people worse at chopping carrots than you. I mean, Carlos is literally known for his carrot chopping. And Shirley, honestly, is like a goddamn human Cuisinart. Her knife skills are just fucking no joke. So out of the other 10, I mean, I'm going to beat you. So out of the other 9.
Wait a minute. Brenda is literally a Lego minifig. Surely I can chop a carrot better than she can.
Her knife is literally like a centimeter long and plastic. And, but they give her Lego food to prepare because that's what she'll be doing back in Legoland. So she honestly has the easiest job of all of us.
Oh, what about that guy who is a raccoon?
The guy who's a raccoon? Yeah.
Like Jared? Is his name Jared?
Jared the raccoon boy, yeah, what about him?
Yeah, I mean, raccoons can't be good chefs, right? Is that
are you
cool
kidding
of me to say that?
Honestly, not really. It's a little problematic. And also, have you seen the way he uses his claws and teeth in place of knives? I mean, he's pretty good. I wouldn't count on beating Jared the raccoon boy.
Ah, damn it.
Honestly, I think you're going to get kicked out, man.
Wait a minute. Raul. Raul is literally just a ball of energy who has no physical form.
That's true. So many things he would be good at. I wonder why he chose culinary school.
If you hear the calling, you hear the calling.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I can beat him. So I have to beat two people, though.
Ugh. Yeah. So, I mean, you'll beat Raul easy. I think, honestly, I'm not even sure if he's still attending class since he's invisible to the human eye.
Wait a minute. What about Fiona? Fiona is just a giant nose.
Yeah, but she's a nose who knows how to cook.
We're almost out of people in our program.
What about that little orphan boy who eats rat poison off the floor? You know, the British kid? What's his name?
Yeah. Charlie.
Charlie, right. Charlie, the orphan boy who eats rat poison. He doesn't have any taste buds. He grew up eating gruel. I'm sure you can beat him.
Oh, I mean, you know, he doesn't have any taste. He doesn't know what a flavor profile is, but he could probably chop a carrot.
Right, and his hands are kind of, you know, busted up from all of the wax on the hand he got with rulers growing up.
Bryce! Bryce is that gust of wind that just enrolled.
Oh, well, they're not going to kick him out the week he enrolled, right? Isn't there a grace period?
Oh, damn it. I am screwed, man.
I think you shouldn't count on who you can beat. I think you should count on... I think you should just focus on the carrot and think about your chops. Just trim it down the middle, sideways, 14 chops, lengthwise. Done. It should take you 12, 13 seconds.
Okay, you're right. Maybe I'm just psyching myself out. I've done this before, and I've been fine. This program started out with 132 candidates, and I've made it this long.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're kind of doing this all elimination style because they're trying to prepare us for a world in which the only way chefs become notable is by competing in reality shows. Which is why they hire such eccentric students, such as Emilio the half armadillo.
I swear, man, to this day, I still don't know which half is the armadillo.
Oh, well, go to the gym with him sometime. You'll see in the locker room which half. It's his butt. Dan, do you want to go check on that table? They've been looking at the menu for 45 minutes, but haven't ordered anything.
They died soon after they came in, and I'm not sure what to do.
They're dead?
Both of them are dead.
You didn't tell anybody?
I was afraid I'd lose my tip.
You're going to lose your job. I have to fire you, Dan. You didn't tell anybody about dead customers.
If we just wait till closing, it'll be fine.
And then what? Put them in the dumpster, Dan?
No, then we call the police. If we call the police now, the whole night is shot. If we play this right, it could be our best night ever.
Hello, sir. Hello, sir.
What is it, Rupert?
I was just wondering. I enjoyed the gruel this morning. And would it be possible if I could just potentially, if there's any way, have a little bit... more?
You heard him, Rupertina. As a doctor, I have to fulfill my promises. Oh, Rupert! Oh, dear. He fell right over the edge of that cliff.
Was that? I'm sorry. Did I miss something? Was that part of the plan? You're just going to push the little guys to the death? Sorry, I shouldn't be laughing, but that you're just gonna blatantly murder the children in cold blood. I thought we were going to poison the gruel.
No, I promised I was going to push down the next one that asked for more. I just forgot we were standing at the edge of a precipice.
Oh, right. Well, one down, 99 to go. Let's get to that gruel.
The season finale of Culinary Institute is tonight. Have you been watching the whole season?
I've been watching it. I got eliminated before the first episode.
You were in it?
Yeah, I was one of the finalists to be on it. They took all my tuition and then kicked me off.
Oh, dude, that sucks. Wow.
Apparently, I wasn't interesting enough to keep on the program.
I mean... you're like the most talented chef I know, and like half the people on the show can't even cook. Was it a personality thing?
Apparently, having a huge ass is not enough of a draw.
You would have been competing in screen time with the guy with the armadillo ass. I think they always wanted probably one ass-related character. But you would have, like, I don't know, been more watchable than the gust of wind.
I'm three times the chef that fucking wind is. Me and Bryce, we were roommates, you know. I took the bottom half of the room and I let him float around in the top.
He can't physically touch his food, but since, like, you know, being a chef is all about the mentality, he keeps winning.
Dude's fucking stabbed me in the back.
I mean, you would have been better than that guy who got to the carrot challenge and then choked and it took him 39 seconds to chop a carrot because he, like, was too busy sizing up the competition.
Dude, that was hilarious. That dude got what was coming to him.
Yeah, I heard he threw himself off a bridge later that night.
Oh. Wonder if we could find the footage on the dark web.
Probably. Let me hack the mainframe real quick. Yep, there it is.
Oh,
yikes. Wow, he did not choose a very good bridge. It's like
he hit the side on the way down.
Yeah, he's not even close to dead. That just looks incredibly painful. Hi, welcome to Fran's Soup Cart. We have breakfast soups all day long now. What can I get you today?
What the fuck is a breakfast soup?
This is Fran's world famous breakfast soups. We serve breakfast soups all day long.
I was just jogging past and I thought to myself, oh, I should have had a bagel before I left the house, but luckily there is a food truck right there that seems to be open and operating even at this early hour.
Well, we have the everything bagel with cream cheese soup. Basically eats like French onion, but it has all of the seasoning of a everything bagel. We also have the biscuit and gravy soup, which basically is like a beef stew, honestly. It's really, really tasty, just with chunks of biscuit in there. It's just like eating a bowl of gravy. We have the French toast soup, self-explanatory. We have the souffle soup. Don't order it. It's one of the weaker items. And, of course, the classic, the full English breakfast soup.
Do you have anything with barely congealed sausage fat?
Honestly, everything. That's sort of the point of a breakfast soup. We serve them all cold, by the way.
Shut up and take my money. Cindy, what say you and I go to our favorite restaurant this evening and simply die?
You just perish on the spot minutes after arriving to the restaurant of unbeknownst causes.
I've been thinking of perishing from unbeknownst causes for quite some time, and I think our favorite restaurant is quite the place to do it.
Well, it certainly would cause a stir for the wait staff, I imagine. Can you even picture it? We're just sitting there, dead.
It'll be a story they tell all their lives.
Well, all right. Sign me up. I'm game. Let's go there and 4 or 5 minutes in without ordering a thing. We just drop dead on the spot.
Cindy, this is going to be the living end.
And now, for the final round of Culinary Institute, it is Bryce, a literal gust of wind, versus Raoul, a literal invisible ball of energy. Your job, contestants, when I say go, is to cube a potato. The first one to cube the potato wins the entire season of Culinary Institute.
Seriously, the finals is cubing a potato? Oh, jeez, I could have done that.
I'm ready. You cannot see me, and you cannot see me cube this potato, but mental energy is what makes a chef.
You can barely see me. I can cube a potato simply by blowing at it. Cube, damn you.
Come on, cube. Cube.
Cube.
Cube.
I give up. I can't cube a potato. I'm only wind.
This show has really gone downhill.
I miss the nose girl.
I want to watch Chopped. I do say, Mr. Dickens, your novel Oliver Twist has some potential, but I will not send it into syndication for the newspapers as is. I am concerned about some plot points towards the beginning of the book.
It's based on my own life story from when I was a child.
Yeah, right. But the part where you just, as a child, you're eating rat poison for extra food, I think that's just depressing, even for us British people.
Hand to God, it happened. This is a biography, 100% true. It affected me. I never went into puberty.
Obviously, the person who wrote David Copperfield and Great Expectations can do no wrong in my eyes.
Both also true stories based on my own life.
Well, that can't be. That's contradictory, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, for example, in Great Expectations, that little kid was an orphan. But in Oliver Twist, he's also an... Oh.
Oh.
What do you know? All I need you to do before I print this, then, is, since you vouch for its authenticity, just doctor it up just a little bit so that hundreds of years from now, somebody can make it into a third-rate Broadway musical and even worse, Disney film starring Cats.
I would rather burn me works before I let any of that happen.
You know what? Actually, now that I think of it, I really don't think anybody needs this one. In fact, I doubt hundreds of years from now if there's any person who's read more than one of your novels. So, go ahead, burn Oliver Twist. The world will be pretty much the same going forward.
Ah, gee, the forest is swampy today.
Yeah, we're sinking pretty quick. Is this quick mud?
Maybe we ought to go around and take another way. We don't have to go all the way through the Swamp of Sadness.
I think I might be stuck.
Oh, no.
I think the story's going to actually end pretty quickly, ironically.
Oh, this is going to be sad. This is going to be super sad. We're going to edit this part out before we show it to actual children, right?
All right, that is the end of the soup episode, and so from this point forward, no more soup for you.
Oh, I see what you did there.
I thought that everybody was going to come to this episode being like, oh, they're just going to riff on that Seinfeld episode that everybody likes, and so, you know, I just had to get a little slink, like wink, wink, nod, nod.
I have to say, for an episode about something so delicious and lovely, those scenes were very sad, a lot of them.
Yeah, it was a depressing episode. I don't know where we were coming from today, but watching this episode will be like eating a hot soup on a summer day.
Oh, you mean delightful?
For some, for the right mentality, delightful. For other people, just misery.
Yes.
Well, hopefully you enjoyed this soup.
And hopefully you will enjoy this list of soups that is scrolling on the page right now. By the way, each one of these soups will be available 7:30 a.m. tomorrow on the Crossbows website.
Oh, great. I like how the first two are real soups, and then I'm pretty sure none of the rest of these are.
Oh, no, they're real soups, James. In fact, this is the menu that I was going to serve on my soup food truck.
Wow. So you just decided our merch store for There Will Be Crossbows should be just taken over by various soups that you've made and home canned?
Well, you know, it needed a little bolstering. The only things currently on the merch page are Congor t-shirts and...
That vinyl record of that butt chin guy singing a cappella. Yeah, it is a pretty sad merch store.
Now we have soups and you can order all of them.
All right, well, please buy our soups. Also, please like us on YouTube or Facebook or chat with us on the Crossbow Club on Facebook, you know, promotional show ending stuff.
Yeah, we literally sit there in front of the Facebook page all week waiting for people to chat with us so we can be instantaneous.
Yeah, we have nothing more important going on. All right, well, we've run out of soups and I guess that's the end.
That is the end. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you all next week on There Will Be Crossbows. Earl, have you noticed that the people at the next table haven't moved since we've been here?
No, they're dead. They've been dead since we got in here.
Curse the vile fates that made us such a size.
Like, I don't even like really like the teams playing this year. You know, the Tampa Bay rocket ships and the Frito Nanny shindigs.